This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's been interesting to watch the conversation navigate. We're talking about this with Jeff Phelps in the kind of crosstalk in between shows. It's been wild to see how the Cavs conversations this week have hit harder and I think have gotten more attention than when we did similar ones last week.
Yeah, I think there's more of a reality attached to it. I think a lot of people left the Kobe Altman press conference and they took him at his word, and I'm very skeptical when it comes to people doing the announcements, whether that's Kobe Altman or whether that's anyone with the Browns. It's just how I'm built in my nature. And so I tend to just always believe that they're lying to us. But the idea that Kobe Altman didn't lie to us last year and then is saying similar things this year, I think people just took him for his word, and now all of a sudden you're getting reports being like, oh, yeah, okay, so they are interested between Garland and Allen of breaking that up, and I think people are just now finally buying into it.
And as a reminder, we do have Trade Me coming up in 20 minutes, so send in your trades for the Cavaliers as we look. Jake's going to have a few that the internet sleuths have put out there. We'll see whether we think they actually make the Cavs better. I also think it's just people have settled into their analysis of why the season ended the way it did.
Sure.
Like yesterday, the predominant response, the pushback we got on whether or not you'd listen to trades for Jared or Darius is, well, you were hurt. And I guess I can't get around how each one of the postseasons has ended the same.
Yeah, but maybe it was too fresh for people, though. Because I am thinking about the conversation we had the day after they got eliminated, and I told you I would be more than open to trading Jared Allen, and at the time you looked at me like I had a banana taped to my forehead. Like Yeah, you did, yeah. And so I think, but now since that point, you've come around to the idea of like, yeah, if that's what you have to do, it's what you have to do. And so I wonder if maybe it was too fresh for people, and now that you've had like a second to kind of take a 1,000-foot glance at it, maybe it's just a different approach.
Is it bad that I think the whole time I've been about trading either Jared or Darius? I remember
we got into a heated discussion about it, and I remember we went back and forth on it.
Oh, okay. I promise you I'm not flip-flopping. I just honestly don't remember.
Oh, I'm not accusing you of that. I think it was just very fresh, though. I think the series was very fresh, and I think the conversation around it, like it has been for a lot of fans, I think then once you take a few steps back and you kind of, I don't know, connect all the dots to what the series actually was, then now we get to the spot where we're at.
I do think you're driving at what would be an interesting point if the trade happens, any trade happens. I think if you trade Jared, there's going to be a, man, I love that guy. What'd we get for him? Right? Like, I think there's going to be a little bit of emotion, but, you know, if you get a starting wing in return for him, or if you get a good trade for him where everybody kind of goes, hell, this is a hell of a deal that you got, I think people are going to be able to you know, thumbs up.
And I think something in the past couple of weeks, I think more and more people have kind of, again, maybe just spending more time thinking about it, having conversations about it, seeing how the East is going and how open it actually can be, seeing the directions of this summer. I think a lot of people are now coming, now again, not only to the idea of Jared Allen, but also to the idea of Darius Garland, which that was not the conversation when the season first ended.
I still think there are going to be people mad if they trade Darius, though.
Well, and so that's what I'm curious, because within myself, I've defended Darius a lot throughout the years. I was critical in the very beginning portion of the season. You know that. You remember that, I'm sure. And he proved me very, very wrong for the majority of the regular season. Problems I've always had with him is he's injured more than I'd like. And, you know, what do you do with two undersized guards, right? But if they traded him, I think at this point I'd be like, all right, fine.
Yeah, because I don't think, like, I think if you trade Jarrett, you're acknowledging Jarrett just might not be tough enough for the postseason. I think if you're trading Darius, I think there's an acknowledgement that I think you that the pieces really don't fit. And I'm not just talking with Donovan. I'm talking about having two ball dominant guards with a big that needs more touches than Evan.
I think more and more people are just coming around to that idea that this team, even though you know we can talk about how poorly constructed they have been, even though they have a bunch of talent, and just watching this postseason and seeing how the pieces matter more than anything, that you got to make it all work. But where are the Darius Garland supporters? Like, where are the people that have been just steadfast that he is not only a key piece to this team, but a key piece to this team being a title contender?
216-474-0092. Would you be mad if the Cavs trade Darius Garland? There's going to be a part of me that I do think it's the right move if you can get the right deal. But a lot of my emotion is going to be, well, what'd you get? Like, the way people are going to react to Jared Allen is the way I'm going to react to Darius, which is, as long as you get commensurate value, right? We mentioned Trey Murphy. If you get Trey Murphy, and I think the Pelicans have the 7th pick, and maybe another player, that's a pretty enticing kind of, because Trey Murphy's the perfect, that
I saw a report today, by the way. The Pelicans open for business with everyone.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Not a player on that roster that is untouchable, apparently.
And they have been anti-trading Trey, which is why they traded Brandon. But
we also did have a Zion report after that.
Yeah.
After that news. So
I think we all kind of knew Zion was not untouchable from the Pelican side of things, even before the accusations.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I look at this and I like, it's going to be bittersweet because I do think Darius is going to play his best basketball elsewhere. But I think that happened the second you traded for Donovan.
I mean, I got to ask Young Jax that works here if his screensaver is still Darius Garland.
Oh, I thought it was Abella Danger.
It might. Well, that's not the point, though. It probably changed.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Back to Abella or back to Darius?
Back to Abella. Now is not the time to be in the business with Darius Garland, it feels like.
I would dare say now is not the right time to be in business with Abella Danger. But that's just me. I'm a prude. Daddy's back.
Yeah, you know, I think Nick Wilson, I think prude.
Yep, that's exactly.
That's, like, that's what they always say about
prude
you.
Nick Wilson.
I was an emotional boy. I'm still an emotional boy. We'll be emotional going forward.
We're just in such a weird spot where, like, I don't want to see Darius play basketball for anyone else. I also think it might be best for Darius, and I think it might be best for the Cavs if the right deal is out there.
I mean, there's an acknowledgement, right? We talked about the Orlando deal with Suggs yesterday. It was like, well, if they get Darius, that could be what puts him over the top.
And so that deal pisses me off. I'd be mad for years. That would be the Danny Ferry for Ron Harper deal that sunk the Cavs' chances of winning a championship in 1988. But Darius for a big wing that can shoot the three like Trey Murphy, who's as good, if not better, shooter than Darius from three, and maybe Herb Jones and a first round pick and a future first.
When you start getting trades though, and you're getting that 80 cents in the dollar, like we've talked about back in return, or even guys that are just, somewhat in the same range as comparable, that tells me that the fan base is way more ready to move on than maybe we anticipated a couple weeks ago.
Would you be mad if they traded Darius?
No, that's what hit me like a ton of bricks. Cause I have at many points defended Darius, and I love watching Darius play basketball. And I thought I would be, Nick. I thought I'd be angry about it all, but I'm ready to shake the snow globe. I want to see something different. I'm tired of arguing about the two bigs and the two guards and trying to figure out how to make this impossible puzzle come together. I want to see something different.
And so I also think, like, I think when we really remove, like, who you played, your health, when we really remove everything, there's no difference for how you got punked by the Knicks 3 years ago, how you got punked by Boston and Orlando. Or that was a 7-game series. It should have been a 5-game series going the Cavs' way. And then this year, like, every time at some point in the playoffs, every time it's ended with somebody just being more mentally, physically tougher than you and allegations of health. At some point, I can't give you allegations of health three straight years. I can't.
Right. And if they trade Darius, though, I think the deal we have to make within ourselves is if they don't look as good in the regular season, yeah, we have to accept that.
Yeah. And by the way, that might make the regular season more interesting in a good way. Like, all right, who are they? What are they going to do? Like, I think this is maybe the bigger point, because there are people in town who say, well, the regular season doesn't matter anymore until they get to the playoffs and prove they can win the playoffs. Okay, fair, but that counts if they then break this team up in a different way and the team looks wildly different next year, where you swap Jarrett, Darius, and maybe a piece or two more out for four or five, maybe six new guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go with Mario. Mario, would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius Garland this offseason?
No, I wouldn't. It's the only way we're going to win the championship. First and foremost, that small backcourt, man, we got to cut this out. We knew this was an experiment. Why do we do this to ourselves? We had this conversation last year. Should we run him back or should we get rid of Garland? I don't know what happened, but somehow we ran it back. I love Garland, but, man, like, I think if we don't win the championship, it's because Isaac Okoro, because we drafted him. If we do win the championship, it's because Tyson is panning out to be actually a good pick. We got to kind of develop Tyson and get him in his rotation. Think you could trade Garland for a few pieces, Allen for a few. This could, we can either be a bust and we can turn this into a dynasty with one or two moves.
Mario. We appreciate you, buddy, there. We lost you at the end. I don't think anyone's being a dynasty right now unless you were built previously to be one. Meaning, like, OKC's been a build 7 years in progress.
Well, and even with OKC, like, think about it. That's going to be the conversation over the summer. It'll be like, can they win two? Can they win three? Guys, how many teams in the past half decade have we talked about that when they win the title? Didn't people say that with Jokic with Denver? Oh, they're now just going to start off and win three or four or five in a row. And it's like, that didn't happen. And not anywhere close to that. Lakers in the bubble year. People are like, oh, LeBron's going to win three in a row now. Didn't happen.
I think the goal is to win one with Donovan. And then maybe when Evan gets older, maybe see if you can re-spin things around him one more time. But I just think until somebody actually becomes the next dynasty, I don't think we're getting one right now.
I'll just take one. Let's just take one, and then we can reconvene later. I'm cool with that.
Devin, real quick, from North Royalton, would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius Garland?
I think I'd be mad in the sense of that we drafted him and he's been here for a long time, but I wouldn't be mad in the sense that we might get good quality of players for him. It's a sticky situation, but I got a trade for you guys. I've been doing some research here. If their trade works out, I would love to talk to the Orlando Magic because they do need a ball dominant guard.
Mm-hmm.
They do need shooting, but we also need wings, and they got Franz Wagner. I wouldn't call Jalen Suggs a wing, but he's a good defensive player, can give you 20 here and there. And I think Wendell Carter Jr. would be a physical center for you. So if you can get maybe one or two of those guys for them, I think that's a perfect roster right there.
Devin, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Wagner would be the only guy, Franz Wagner, not Mo, would be the only guy that I would trade Darius for.
I think Franz is untouchable to them.
And quite frankly,
I think he's not in that Banchero category, but he might as well be to them because he's untouchable.
And quite frankly, I just don't think he fits well enough. I think if you're going to trade Darius, it's got to be about fit. 216-474-0092. Would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius Garland? Mark, Dion, you guys stick there. We're going to take you. We also have Trade Me. Send in your trades to make the Cavaliers better. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media, and we'll tell you whether we think you made the Cavaliers better. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius? And I want to go through it. I would be sad because I like Darius and I think he's a tremendous player. Then the only thing that would make me mad about it, though, is if you look at it, and it's what people have suggested, which is a Jalen Suggs and Wendell Carter Jr. draft, like a haul, right?
Yeah, something where it felt like they didn't get anywhere close to the same amount of talent is what you're saying.
Yeah, and by the way, even like I think Jalen fits, but I still don't think like the gap between him and Darius's players isn't offset by how much better the fit is for you. Fair?
Do we trust Kobe to make a deal that he won't end up giving 80% or 80 cents on the dollar?
It depends It depends on how involved Dan is.
Because I feel like I really do trust Coby Altman, and I, in the sense that I don't think he's an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, there's some GMs you're like, ah, this guy's not going to be able to pull this off. Coby, I don't think, is an idiot. I think Coby knows what he's doing. I'm not as concerned about the Dan component, but maybe I should be. Maybe that'll be the tell if that ends up being the case. If we're like, well, he really got fleeced here. He was really forced to do something.
Real quick, before we get to trade me, and send in your trade ideas for the Cavs, your screen grabs of your trade machine. We like trade NBA GM here, but you can use whichever trade machine you want. We'll tell you whether we think the Cavs, you made the Cavs better. Send those in. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, and at afternoon 923 FAN. But real quick here, let's go. Mark in Cleveland, would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius?
Man, I would be mad. I'm not trading Darius. But on a simple fact, the guy can shoot the three. He can get to the basket. I mean, you look at our defense for the last two out of the last 3 years, we didn't have the top defense. So where is it that you're saying, oh, this guy's a weak link that we need to upgrade or something over him? I can't see it, man.
It's not that he's a weak link. It's that he and Donovan have fit issues with each other.
See, that's what I don't see when you're talking about one of the best backcourts in the NBA. I give them a top five backcourt in the NBA. I mean, that's what I really think carried the team was the backcourt, including Ty Jerome when he was balling. So it's not like they don't fit. I don't get that. I mean, we did have the best record in the East this year. I mean, and people don't want to recognize
what they do in the playoffs, Mark.
That's what I say. People don't want to take – I mean, you don't like to say it. But it's the facts. It's the facts, Nick. They were injured. Them guys played injured. I mean, everybody.
They got gentlemanly swept, and they were favorites in all but one of the five games.
Are you going to say they wasn't injured? You going to say the guy didn't have a broken thumb? You're not going to say his toe was injured?
It wasn't a broken thumb. It was a dislocated thumb that they put back into place, Mark.
These guys were legitimate injured, though. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, but this is part of that's part of the Darius discussion, though, is it not, Mark? The idea that he gets injured a lot.
I mean, if you want to say that, if you want to say he's injured and you want to go get somebody and hope they stay healthy, now that's another argument. But to say the fit isn't right or he's the problem, no, because like I say, you look at the defense, and that's what I'm looking at. He's not a mismatch problem. I would go on this
playoff
run.
Tell that to Boston.
That's to Indy.
If this playoff run, it was all coaching, man. I would say put it on injuries and coaching.
Mark, I'm sorry, and we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
I think that's a massive cop-out. Watch every team in the NBA picks on Darius on the defensive side of the ball. And again, it's not that Darius is a problem. It's that Darius and Donovan together, not only do they have overlaps in their game that make you easily exploitable, I think it's also getting in the way of Evan's development. All right, Dion, you got about 60 seconds, buddy. Would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius Garland?
Yes, I'd be absolutely mad. The reason that the Cavs lost in the playoffs is because they didn't have another guard that can handle the ball when Darius was out. You notice when he came back in that game that they won, when he had rest and his toe got a little bit better, they destroyed Indiana. After that, his toe was back messed up. They didn't have another guard to bring the ball up and get him in the sets. Ty Jerome was lost. So I think that they need to get another guard, a backup guard, on the roster to be able to help in those situations, especially in close game situations.
Dion, we appreciate you. It's magical.
What's nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Those I asked for the Darius Garland supporters to come out of the bushes, and I got him. And I can say thank you for that. Because
do you now want them to go back in the bushes, or still stay around? We'll check in with you in a while.
Keep that energy.
All right,
you know, keep that energy.
We love it.
Because I thought that energy was going away for a lot of people, including myself, by the way, someone that has staunchly defended Darius at times of his career here with the Cavs. And I'm like, all right, I see it. You got to make a move.
I think you'd be a fan of Darius and still understand it might be what's best for him and what's best for the Cavs. Let's get to Trade Me. We welcome in Jake Murren here. He's going to walk us through potential trades. Again, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, we'll tell you whether we think you made the Cavs better. What you got there?
Yeah, guys, let's start with the three-team trade from the Stripe Sports podcast. It involves the Cavs, Lakers, and Kings. For Cleveland specifically, they give up Jarrett Allen, Max Strus, and Craig Porter Jr. to the Lakers, and Darius Garland and Dean Wade head to Sacramento. In return, the Cavs get Domantas Sabonis, Rui Hachimura, and Austin Reeves. That's what? A lot to give up.
Why do we get everything out of this deal? Hold on. First off, it's never going to happen because the Lakers are very adamant for some reason that Austin Reeves is in their untouchable group. Although I think Jared Allen with the Lakers would be awesome for Jared Allen. I hate Darius with Sacramento. Sacramento is where guards like Darius go to legitimately just put up a bunch of points and die.
Well, yeah, but
that is the elephant graveyard of guards in the NBA.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't concern me after he leaves Cleveland.
I hate that for him. Now, there's a little bit of Colin Sexton guilt I have going on in my brain. I'm like, I can't send both Sexland off to places that they just NBA die.
I think Sabonis, Hachimura, and Reeves is an interesting return for Jarrett Strus, CPJ, and Darius. I don't know that you made the Cavs better, and I don't know if they fit better either. Sabonis and Mobley.
I mean, we definitely got the best.
We got the fit.
The fit's going to be weird, but we definitely got the best end of every bit of those trades.
You do have to watch Rui Hachimura play for 82 games.
It's more Sabonis than Austin Reeves. But
I think Austin Reeves is massively overrated. It's a really nice player. He's a poor man's Tyler Hero. Got that takeoff. Beep, 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 beep. What else you got
thunder
there?
Guns?
Oh, finger. Oh, yeah, finger guns.
Finger guns.
You've known me since 2016. You think I'm above finger guns?
No, you did look like a it was like a Buzz Lightyear type thing to the finger guns, too. Yeah. To infinity and beyond.
All right, we have another three-team trade here. This from Hawks beat writer Jackson Caudill. He has Jared Allen and Isaac Okoro heading to the Lakers with Max Strus joining the Hawks. For the Cavs, they get Rui Hachimura, Dalton Kanect, Shake Milton, Maxi Kleber, along with a 2030 first-round pick swap, a future first, and 3 seconds. This also moves them under the second apron. Is this a no-brainer for the Cavs?
Did they us literally every man's trash? I heard Shake Milton in the words of Anthony Alant. I heard Rui Hachimura. Who are the other clowns?
Dalton Knecht, Maxi Kleber, Shake Milton, and Hachimura.
I mean, when you can get Maxi Kleber, I always say, when you can get a German forward that can kind of shoot the three, I say you do it.
Who on the station said Dalton Connect's name really funny to me at one point? Because I remember my head yelling, it's Connect! And then I was like, I'm defending Dalton Connect's honor too much here.
Could have been me. Could have been literally any of us.
It could have been. Well, not Phelps. Phelps is good at the pronunciation guide. I'll remove Phelps from all of it, but anyone else is on the table. I don't love the trades.
Yeah.
Also, what was the guy's name? Cottle?
Jackson Caudill?
Ah, Caudill. Yeah. If he was a beat reporter in this city, we'd be like, stop coddling it the entire time, Caudill. And that would turn into the bit. Oh, coddling with Caudill.
Do you want finger guns right now?
Pew, 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 pew.
All right, what's next?
Yeah, it's an interesting three-team trade here. Where
a lot of three-ways today.
Yeah,
so many three-ways.
A lot of these are three-ways.
Like, we are on certain websites on the internets.
All right, Darius Garland sent to the Houston Rockets. The trade involves the Celtics, who acquired Dylan Brooks and Cam Whitmore. The Cavs get Drew Holiday, Jock Landale, and Tari Eason. Should this be considered an upgrade to the Cavs roster?
So wait, Houston gets Darius.
I missed. Yeah, so Houston gets Darius.
No, the Rockets get Darius.
The Rocket. Oh, yeah, that's Houston.
Yes. Sorry, I thought you said Boston. My bad.
Boston gets Boston Tari Eason and Cam Whitmore.
I thought we got Tari Eason, no?
We get Tari Eason and Drew Holiday.
There we go.
The Celtics get Dylan Brooks and Cam Whitmore.
Can I say ooh?
Well, if you're the Celtics, I mean, I understand what you're doing with Drew because he's older, but you don't make out in this at all.
I mean, I'd rather Dylan Brooks and Cam Whitmore on my roster than I would 35-year-old Drew Holiday.
It doesn't fit anything close to what they ascribe to do with their team mantra of everyone's 3-and-D. Dylan Brooks is just a menace.
He's just a D.
He's just a D. Yeah. That's it. He's just a D.
Yeah, but still,
they wanted just a D. They would go back and get Marcus Smart.
But you get out from under the contract of Drew Holiday while still getting two quality NBA players. This feels like a trade that's a precursor to a trade. Like later down the road,
you turn
Dylan Brooks like at the deadline to somebody better, and it wasn't just a D.
Yeah, because he doesn't fit them at all.
But I hate it most for the Cavs. Can we agree? I don't get that. If I'm going to take a risk.
We like Tari Eason.
If I'm going to take a risk. We like Tari Eason, but that's the only part of it. I don't like Jock Lansdale. Did we at least get the pick they have this year, which is like the 15th pick or the 10th pick?
No picks.
No picks? Oh, no finger guns for you. Holster.
Holster.
There's no sound for holstering finger guns, so you just have to say holster.
All right, I think it was Bill Simmons who had the idea of the Cavs reuniting with LeBron James once again, and Yahoo Sports took it further with an actual trade proposal where the Lakers acquired Jarrett Allen, DeAndre Hunter, and a 2031 first-round pick. In exchange, the Cavs get LeBron James, Jared Vanderbilt, and get this, Bronny James comes to Cleveland as well.
Yeah, involve Bronny.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not taking LeBron unless I get to the right to watch Bronny play in the G League here.
Kidding me? He'd look awesome in that stadium.
He'd sell some tickets. Yeah, I don't love this. For some reason, Jared Vanderbilt went from what McDaniels is in Minnesota to like borderline unplayable in LA. I don't know why that happened, but so that's an ick. And here's the other thing: LeBron, Darius, and Donovan. There's just not a basketball for them. There's one basketball. Oh. We have problems getting Evan touches now.
Now, granted, at least LeBron wouldn't have to do what he kind of did last year, where he just turned into some sort of three-point shooter all day and decided to make it really like that was going to be the part of his game that he excelled in. He could go back to early LeBron, where it was just everything was trying to be an assist maker.
I think we can all agree. And by the way, I have one Charles just sent in to us. And again, you guys can send yours in. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, use the hashtag trade me. The national media folks are like other beat writers are proposing a lot of really dumb trades for the Cavs. But this is Charles from Twitter saying Kawhi Leonard and Marcus Smart to the Cavs, Darius, Rashawn Holmes, and Jalen Tyson to the Clippers, and then the Wizards get Jared Allen, Max Strus, and Isaac Okoro. So you'd be offloading Garland, Tyson, Allen, Strus, and Okoro for 35-year-old Kawhi Leonard and 33-year-old Marcus Smart.
Kawhi looked better in the postseason. Some are saying Kawhi's back.
So the math on this...
He's 35, but some are saying he's back.
The math on this would be minus 14 wins. That's what the trade machine says. Nah. No.
Cavs fans are sending that in?
Yeah, that is a Cavs fan that's sending in.
Wow. You rarely see it that way, where the Cavs don't just completely dominate the trades when given trades by Cavs fans.
All right, we got another one here from Vinny. The Cavs get Trey Murphy, Cole Anthony, Tristan Da Silva, and Missy, the big from New Orleans, a 2026 first-round swap.
I thought that was the name of the Pelican that they have, the costume.
And a 27 first-rounder, Darius. And Darius goes to the Pelicans, and that's the only thing you give up. So you get Trey Murphy, Cole Anthony, Tristan Da Silva, Missy, and two firsts for Darius.
You got a lot of bodies there, didn't you?
Got a lot of warm bodies. Those all four guys are currently alive. I actually kind of wouldn't mind a first round pick this year in the lottery if you're going to give up Darius.
Well, I mean, this year, is it an actual lottery pick, or what are we talking?
No. This one will be a 27 first rounder from Orlando.
Oh no, this one. I thought there was a separate comment. Like I actually wouldn't mind one from this class.
Yes.
This class is a very deep class.
Yeah, like Trey Johnson.
If you're going to do it, this is the class to have.
If you could get like the
ninth, tenth pick around there, you can make that work.
Yeah, Trey Johnson might fall to the 10th pick. I think Trey Johnson could be a really nice piece for you going forward.
Unlike last year, where if you were at pick 6, you might as well have been at pick 60.
Looking at you, Rob Dillingham. What else we got there on Trade Me?
Yeah, next up we have the Cavs trading Darius Garland to the Toronto Raptors for Emmanuel Quickley, a 2025 first round pick, and we get Ochai Agbaji back.
That seals it.
Yeah, is that a good value for the Cavs if they decide to trade DG?
Whom did this?
Reddit.
Wow.
Yeah. We're back to the Reddit board.
Don't you just trade one undersized guard for like an inferior undersized guard?
Yeah, it's not very good.
But Agbaji,
right? It's not very good. KU, Rock Chalk.
Yeah. I mean, he spent half a season in Toronto, which they won a championship 6 years ago, which means he's good now, if we're using the Kenny Pickett proxy there.
I do remember celebrating when the Cavs drafted him. And then I made an impassioned tweet about like the idea of how it was all going to work. And then just a few weeks later, he was traded.
Just think that pick was supposed to be Jalen Williams. And then I think Sam Presti only took Jalen Williams to troll Kobe Altman, because I've heard tell they don't like each other. I've heard tell that Sam Presti has made like a blood oath he'll never trade or talk trade with Kobe Altman again.
Where's this feud come from?
A deal that was balked on by the Cavs. There was a deal in principle. I don't know what the deal was. I never heard that. There's a deal in principle, and then Kobe took back his word, and Sam Presti was affronted because nobody puts Sam Presti in a corner.
Too bad. He couldn't acquire his 37th pick.
I know. At some point.
Because he collects draft picks like they're Pokemon cards.
Sam, you're just not going to be able to use all of those. Great stuff there, Jake. We won't trade you. Were there any trades that we were like, yeah, do that?
No, that's the problem with the Cavs right now. None of these trades are ever seeming to be very enticing.
Or I think the media is just really bad at this. Ooh, real quick. Hyperspeed. Zach saying Garland for Trey Young straight up. No. Garland, Allen, and a future first for Giannis. I don't know. Garland and Allen for KD. Oh my God. Can you imagine KD's Charmin soft ass in Cleveland?
I'd love it. I'd instantly go after him on Twitter too.
Oh, we both would.
Welcome to Cleveland. Tag and I would attack him on Twitter.
We would tag team Kevin Durant.
You know, he lives on Twitter.
And just provoke him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We started Quick Hits with Chris from North Royalton taking a shot at me, saying I should take my flannel, my baseball hat, and go back to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was a very on-the-nose shot. I think the next one, we're actually going to have to take some time to kind of figure out what it actually means, because the Modern Boys today were talking, had a whole segment on Guy's Guy.
Yeah, Guy's Guy. Yeah. And you had to tell me about this because I dipped out. I listened for the first like 7 or 8 minutes. And once they decided Stefanski wasn't a Guy's Guy, I was like, this segment's going nowhere. I'm out.
Wait, that actually, I might agree with that take.
No, I know. But once you get down to the, like, they went through, I mean, it felt like a lot of people in deciding whether they were guys, guys or not guys, guys. And then they got to Stefanski. And then they went through all these different NFL coaches. And I was like, I think the segment's just going to be what NFL coach is a guy's guy or not a guy's guy. And that's when I hit the eject button. And then I came in today and you're like, did you hear what they said about you? And I'm like, I had no idea.
All right. So this is a clip. Well, they finally made their way around to who were guys, guys at the station, and they excluded one guy. This guy.
Honestly, the only guy I think that isn't a guy's guy on this station, say it on the air.
You're going to say Peter Lynn.
That's exactly who I'm going to say. Yeah, sorry.
A guy who has a golf simulator in his house, and you're going to say he's not.
He has a golf simulator in his house?
No, he just has a net and he hits into it.
Oh, okay.
That counts.
He's in his old apartment.
He's simulating
golf. I don't
know
what he's doing over there in Noso or wherever he lives now.
Yeah. When you're making up a neighborhood that doesn't exist that you say you live in, you're not a guy's guy.
It's not a made up neighborhood. We've been over this.
But I don't think they bought your line of thinking.
Also, you hear Lima's excitement for the golf simulator? Lima, come on over. We'll have a good time. It's a makeshift golf simulator. But isn't that like the most guy's guy thing in the world to have a golf simulator, by the way?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a guy's guy.
Okay, we're making fun of golf, the most male populated recreational activity for people over the age of, I'm 35. Well, that is the most guy's guy thing in the world.
I don't think it's the most, but I think it's definitely
it's
a guy's
up
guy
there,
thing.
Next to collecting whiskey.
Oh, no. It's a thing. It is. I just think it's the most guy's guy. So I guess, did they define what a guy's guy is?
I don't know. I got very confused. I guess I. I don't want to. I can already tell I'm coming off defensive here. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to like. How do I explore and respond back to me trying to showcase that I am in fact a guy's guy, or maybe I'm not.
I don't know.
And that's okay too.
Is that something to be offended about? Because here's the thing.
I'm not really sure. That's why I don't know if there should be a defense here, or if I should just kind of be like, okay.
Is this just another way of like, are you a manly man?
So that's what I wondered as well. And I've never been accused of being a manly man.
Yeah.
I do projects around the house, but I would never put myself in that bucket.
And I'll just be 100% square. There might be one or two manly men here. We work in sports talk radio. I have an uncle that works on a railroad. That's a manly man.
Right.
Right? Like,
yeah, I got no chance competing with those guys.
My brother's a mechanic and a welder.
Exactly.
And I saw him choke a bunch of guys in a fight once. That's a manly man, all right? Like, am I more manly than Andy Baskin? Yeah. But am I a manly man? Yes, I am.
I know.
No, I really don't know about that.
Like, the fact that you smiled that much, though, tells me this is something I should be shooting for.
No, I don't think so, because...
This feels like something I should be trying to be, but I'm just... I guess if I'm not, I'm not.
No, I don't... Listen, here's my thing. So some of the manly man things, like, can you change a tire? I can. I believe you can.
Yeah, although I did have my second blown tire in 3 months now, thanks.
Kudos
Cleveland Roadways.
Tire.
Yeah, it was actually a nail in the tire of all things, and I did call State Farm and the road assistance.
But you know how to do it.
I know how to do it, but they can do it much quicker than I can.
Have you wielded a chainsaw?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
I just did this last weekend.
Being a homeowner, think about all the things you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like just in being a homeowner and making different changes around the house, you have to do so many things.
So I guess we'll throw this out to you guys. 216-474-0092. We can ask, is JP's a guy, or is JP a guy's guy? But just if guy's guy is the same thing as manly man, I'm sorry, I got to call names here with respect to a lot of people.
Well, but even the guy's guy thing.
A lot of people on the station.
Like, if you use Nathan's definition of a guy's guy, you're just kind of like an easy hang.
I think, and by the way,
part of me is not an easy hang.
By the way, an easy hang, isn't that just a cool person?
Just someone you can kind of kick it with, right?
Like Matthew McConaughey, not a guy's guy, but a very cool human being.
Do you know the amount of days in life I've spent just hanging out, watching sports, drinking beer with buddies? Like,
doesn't make you just not a D-bag?
I think you're just kind of a person, right?
So here are some of the, and so this is the AI overview. A guy's guy is a man who embodies traits valued by other men. It's getting very,
well, now that seemed insulting.
Such as.
I have zero traits that other men would want.
Confidence, integrity.
Oh, sorry, Ken. You got the traits.
Confidence, integrity, humor, and a good sense of adventure. So core qualities, confidence, integrity, humor, independence, and respect.
It just sounds very insulting, is all it sounds. It sounds like, I guess they just don't think very highly of him over there in the morning show.
I mean,
is that the end result? People that really don't even know me very well just want to cast their opinions on me?
Listen, if guy's guy is just short for manly man, Lima's not a manly man. I'm sorry to do this. If we've got to go tit for tat here, I will. Lima's not a manly man.
I don't even think Lima needs to be even brought into this. Because it was Owen and Ken. Those were the two. And those two are manly men.
Owen is. I've never seen Ken wield a chainsaw. I've never seen Ken change a tire. He talks like he does. But have I ever seen a video of him doing something manly? I have not.
I've only seen him light couches on fire.
Yeah, that's not manly man. That's being a hillbilly,
This goes to the same thing. I don't ever hang out with Ken. How many times I've actually been in the same room as Ken in 10 years?
Seven.
About that. I thought about it earlier today. I think it might be legitimately 6 or 7 times we've actually been in the same room. He doesn't know me at all.
Like, Mitch isn't a manly man.
He does not know me as a human at all.
Mitch thinks he does.
Yeah. He thinks he knows me. He doesn't know me at all.
Baskin and Phelps aren't manly men. Phelps might actually be secretly a manly man, but I don't get...
You said Phelps?
Phelps. I could see him.
Phelps in his free time just loves working on cars.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got to...
See?
That's a big hobby.
Okay, knowing how to work in a car and do anything other than changing a tire.
It's like a big hobby.
Manly
man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I just think I fell in love with Jeff Phelps. Big Weech, not the most manly man, right? I'm not trying to, like, throw... I'm just trying to... My point is, even if not a guy's guy...
No, but Big Weech is a guy's...
That's the populace here.
Big Weech is a guy's guy, at least, though.
How so?
He's like a cool hang.
I think Nathan's way the hell off.
Oh, you don't think the cool hang part of it is?
I thought he just described a cool person. Like, hey, somebody you want to have drinks with. Yeah, that's a cool person.
Isn't that all we're getting at here?
No, I think a guy's guy. I think it is a man's man. I think that's what they were driving at. They were driving at your manliness.
Hmm.
I got to say, I think you're quite manly.
Well, thanks.
Let's go with Big Shern and Cuyahoga Falls, or sorry, Chagrin Falls. My eyesight's not great. Manly man stuff right there. Mm-hmm. Big Shern.
Too manly, you'll get prescriptions.
Yeah, I'm too manly to see.
I'd rather be blind than get a prescription, because that's a man right there.
To read 2 feet in front of me. That's like a foot and a half. Big Shern, can you help weigh in on the guy's guy situation here?
So, Jonathan, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Big Sherm?
So, he said Cuyahoga Falls, Nick. That would be apples, and Chagrin Falls is pineapples.
Pineapples.
Anyways, I digress. So, I recently changed my Siri on my Apple phone to be the voice of an Irish woman, which is kind of cool. I like that.
Right.
But I asked her, what's a manly man? So, you need to have your screener do that. It's quite blunt.
Well, let me tell you, Big Sherm. He's got to be able to swing a shillelagh.
It's not dirty, but it's funny when she says it.
Is wearing a kilt a manly man thing?
I think so.
No, it's heterosexual men who enjoy the company of other heterosexual men. I swear to God, that's what Siri said to me, but in a brogue voice of an Irish
guy. I've always known, and thank you, Big Sherm, I've always known that Ken Carbon loves the company of other men.
No. I need 100 Cleveland men.
I'm a manly man. Get me around these men.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Kevin Owen. You guys are so manly. Get in the pit and wrestle. Oh, you know what? I got to say. Ken and Owen, compared to you guys.
You're just not it compared to them.
They are the manliest of men we know.
Congratulations on being so manly.
What is a manly man? And should JP be offended that Ken and Owen don't think he's a manly man? And apparently Shador is not a lock to make the Browns. According to this reporter, that's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.